This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The newly expanded ski train from Denver to Winter Park is running for the season Thursdays through Mondays. Sky Folks is president of Winter Park Resort.
Should give a lot of our friends down here in the Front Range the opportunity to come up and experience Winter Park. But we're also excited about our residents in Winter Park, Fraser area, to be able to take the train down here on a more regular basis as well.
The expanded service is funded by a new state fee on rental cars. Coloradans know what wildfires can cost a community, and some are already looking for ways to help people affected by fires in Los Angeles. Lori Peake directs the Natural Hazards Center at the University of Colorado Boulder. She says when offering help, it's best to avoid open-ended questions.
When people have gone through something as traumatic and overwhelming as losing a home, losing an entire neighborhood, to then ask, what can I do for you now, can just be another source of overwhelm.
She says people can offer specific items like gift cards for food and other goods. There's more about helping L.A. wildfire victims at CPR.org. State officials say it's not too late to get a flu vaccine, which protects against the seasonal flu viruses now circulating. They recommend everyone 6 months and older should get it. Nearly 300 people are now hospitalized with flu this week in Colorado, a number that rose during the holidays. Most flu shots are free. COVID-19 and RSV are also circulating, causing nearly 100 hospitalizations each. Vaccine shots are available for those viruses as well. This is CPR News and KRCC.